Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the book of Yehoshua. We're learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. We are in Yehoshua Perek Yud, chapter 10. The Jews are fighting a war against five Canaanite tribes in defense of the Canaanite tribe of Givon. That's a long story. We've already been through that. And the Jews are fighting this war successfully with Hashem's help. And then Yehoshua turns to God and he says, let's have the sun stop. Let's have the moon stop where they are. And that's what happens. It was in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud, Gimel, sentence 13. The sun stopped, the moon stopped, giving the Jews an opportunity to prosecute this war against the five Canaanite tribes. But what we're up to is the fact that in sentence 13, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Halo hik suval, Sefer HaYashar. Isn't this recorded in Sefer HaYashar, the book of the righteous? What are you talking about? What is Sefer HaYashar? What is that? So Sefer HaYashar is referenced here in our story, like we just said. It's also referenced in the beginning of Shmuel Beis, with a passage that is cryptic in its own right, in which David HaMelech is described as teaching the tribe of Yehuda to shoot the bow. That's its own story, needs its own explanation at another time, but it says that's recorded in Sefer HaYashar. So what is Sefer HaYashar? What is this book of the straight or book of the righteous? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, brings multiple views to explain what Sefer HaYashar is referring to. Only the first view brought in the Gemara, it relates to our story. The others relate to the beginning of Shmuel. But the one that relates to our story is where the Gemara says it's a reference to Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Shenikru'u Yesharim. It is the book of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov because they are called Yesharim. They are called straight. They are called righteous. When are they called that? When Bilam says, as part of his brachos to the Jews, he says, Tamos nafshi mos yesharim ushi achrisi kamohu. He says, may my death be that of the righteous. He's referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Bilam calls them yesharim. Their book is Sefer HaYashar. The Netziv, Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, in his introduction to the book of Bereishis, talks about it as Sefer HaYashar, the book of the righteous, because of the way that our ancestors dealt with the nations around them. So that would make Sefer Bereishis, again, Sefer HaYashar. Only problem is, where does Sefer Bereishis say that Yehoshua stops the sun and the moon? Where is that hinted? So the Gemara says that in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov gives a bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh. And his bracha to Ephraim includes Vizaro Yehiyah Maloha Goyim, that his descendants will fill the nations. Yehoshua is a descendant of Ephraim, and when he stops the sun and the moon, word of that is the talk of the entire world. So that's the prediction that's found in Sefer HaYashar. So brings the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So Sefer HaYashar is the book of Bereishis. And again, there are other views in that Gemara about what Sefer HaYashar could refer to, but those are not about our story. Those are about the beginning of Shmuel Beis. So Abarbanel, notwithstanding the Gemara, says, I'll tell you what I think Sefer HaYashar refers to. Sefer HaYashar refers to the Torah overall. And it's not about predicting the sun and the moon stopping. Rather, it's about Hashem using the heavens to punish our enemies. Because the Torah says, it's in Parshas Ha'azinu, Rochev Shamayim Be'ezrecha Uvga'avaso Shechakim. It says about Hashem that Hashem rides the heavens, Be'ezrecha, to assist you, the Jewish people, uvegavasa, and in his might he rides shechakim, the skies, and it continues to say, vayegarish miponecha oyev, he chased the enemy away from in front of you. So Hashem, up in the heavens, acts in order to drive off your enemies. So that's what happens when Hashem stops the sun and the moon. He's using the heavens to punish our enemies. So Barbanel says, Sefer HaYashar is a reference to the Torah. Malbim also believes it's a reference to the Torah, although he uses a different passage. When Hashem says to Moshe, Neged kol amcha esenif laos, before your entire nation, in front of your entire nation, I will perform wonders. Right? Today is Asar B'Teves. This was the laning this morning. In front of your entire nation, I will perform wonders. That is a reference to stopping the sun and the moon. So you have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah saying it's Sefer Bereishis with the bracha to Ephraim. You have Abarbanel saying it's the Torah and the promise Hashem is going to act in the heavens against our enemies. You have the Malbim who says that it's also Torah, and it's the pasuk that talks about Hashem performing wonders before the eyes of your entire nation. And then finally you have Ralbag. And Ralbag is much simpler. He says, "V'hinei sefer hayasher achshov shayanik rakach v'avadim agalus." He says, you know what? I think there was a book called Sefer HaYashar, and it was lost at some point in the exile. In other words, Yehoshua actually knew of a book called Sefer HaYashar, which we don't have access to. Okay, so those are different explanations. Last piece for today. Pasuk Yud Dalet, sentence 14 says, "V'lo hayak hayom hahu lefanav ve'acharav." There was never a day like that before or after. That was a unique day when the sun and moon stopped. Lishmoa Hashem bekol ish, for God to listen to the voice of a person, ki Hashem nilcham liYisrael, because Hashem fought for Israel. So what was the unique aspect of this day? Because there were other times when Hashem listened to the voice of a person and performed a miracle, right? Moshe, when Korach revolts against Moshe, when he mutinies, so Moshe says, let the earth open up and swallow him up. That's Moshe calling the shot for the miracle. Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel, has God send down fire to his Mizbeach to demonstrate that Hashem is really king. So what's unique in the case here? So the Radak says it's the fact that it's a command performance. The fact that it's a command performance, and even though we do find that it actually was commanded, I'm sorry, the fact that it was command performance and the fact that it was the sun and the moon halting, the two things together. So that combined is what makes this unique. Because we do find one other time in Tanakh when, in fact, the sun moves backwards. And that's when Chizkiyahu was ill. And Yeshaya says he's going to be healed. And Chizkiyahu demands a sign. And Yeshaya gives him this sign that his prayer has been accepted, that he's going to get better. However, Radak says that's a different situation, the case over there. Because there, it was in order to create emunah. It wasn't that it wasn't about the sun stopping and having some kind of a special beneficial end in a war, like in our case. It was simply about do something for me that is going to create emunah. So that's the way that Radak says it. And Radak seems to think that the line is specifically, it was never a day like this, that the sun and moon stopped at a person's command. So that never happened. Other things may have happened at a person's command. The Malbim offers two other explanations. Malbim says either that this case was not a tefillah. This case was not a prayer. It was a demand. That's one answer. And then the other answer that he gives is the fact that the purpose of it was to make us look good. Usually, it's about elevating Hashem's name, that kind of thing. Basically, that kind of thing. It's either elevating Hashem's name or saving the Jews from an enemy, is what Malbim says. Here, it's none of the above. It's not about God's name, and it's not about saving us from an enemy. It's about making us look good. And he says that's what's unusual here. So three explanations for what's unusual. Either the fact that it's the sun and the moon specifically and as a command performance, that's Radak, or Malbim that it's not tefillah, or Malbim that it's to make us look good. I should note also the examples that I gave before, Moshe versus Korach and Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel, are not about war against our enemies, which is going on over here. So maybe this is different from those examples. In any case, now that we've said it's unique, why was Yehoshua able to do this? Right? Why is Yehoshua able to do that which, doesn't normally happen? So Abarbanel says, Dafka, because it's for the sake of the Jews. That's what gives him the power to do this. We're going to see other answers from Abarbanel, God willing, next time in Sunday's recording. But that's one answer that Abarbanel brings. The Malbim says that the reason he can do it is because this is a fulfillment of what Hashem said to Moshe. Neged kol amcha esenif laos. I'm going to perform wonders opposite the entire nation. So this is a fulfillment of a promise that Hashem already made. Alternatively, maybe the answer is Yoshua can do it because he has a unique relationship with Hashem. If you remember the story of Choni Hama'agel, Choni the circle drawer, in the Mishnah in Tanis, where he draws a circle and says, I'm not stepping out of it until the rain comes. So the Mishnah in Tanis says that Hashem answers his request, and the sages are flabbergasted. How in the world is it that you can get away with that kind of a hubris in front of God? And the answer is because he is a ben bayis. He is a member of Hashem's household. Well, remember, Yehoshua never left Moshe's tent. Lo yamish mitocha ohel. So maybe he's like that. He is like the ben bayis, and therefore he's able to demand a miracle in a unique way. Sort of reminiscent of the Gemara in Brachos, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, which talks about how the one who stands before God as a noble, as an official before the king, does not necessarily get answered. But the one who makes himself like an eved, the one who makes himself like a servant, does get answered. Those who were, heard my Motzai Shabbos shir in Toronto last week heard me talk about that Gemara. So maybe it's really because Yehoshua is special. Yehoshua is somebody who is like an eved, like a servant, and he never leaves the tent, and therefore he has certain credit with Hashem. So maybe that's why Yehoshua can do it. So far we've seen three answers. One, Abarbanel, it was for the sake of the Jews. Two, Malbim, it was a fulfillment of a promise Hashem already made to Moshe. Three, Yehoshua has a unique connection to Hashem. And then last, maybe it's because Yehoshua and the Jews are supposed to learn from here that we are above the Teva, that we are above nature, that which happens with us is supernatural, and it's meant to give us inspiration going forward. So all of those are possible explanations. So what I want to do on Sunday is wrap up this story about the sun and the moon with a debate between Ralbag and Abarbanel about whether the sun and the moon really stopped at all. Have a restful Shabbos.